Nerd Do Well, written and read by Simon Pegg. The cave seemed to go on forever, a vast tectonic bubble receding to an infinity of shadow. Powerful spotlights lit various areas where trophies and keepsakes hinted at past adventure, and an array of impressive vehicles gathered, an awesome assemblage of potential and kinetic energy. Elsewhere, the blackness folded in on itself, swirling into corners, endless, impenetrable. Much like the mind of the man who sat at its flickering heart. The hub was comprised of a central console, surrounded by various readouts and screens. Data from across the globe ticked into the mainframe to be displayed, analyzed, and evaluated by the figure sat in thoughtful repose amid the array. This was his lair, his base, the place he felt most relaxed, most centered, most at home. It was like the Batcave, but with faster Wi-Fi. Simon Pegg scanned the myriad info screens, searching, penetrating, squinting in a way that made him even more handsome. Across the feed bank, a dizzying strobe of information flickered before his steel-blue with a hint of rust eyes. Stocks and shares rose and fell. Disasters, wars, a cat attacking a baby on YouTube. An old woman ravaged by hunger holding out her hands in supplication to a faceless militiaman impassively pointing a rifle at her head. "It's not fair!" Peg's bitter mumble cracked across his lips. "That cat should be put down!"
"There's a telephone call for you, sir," a metallic voice chirped over the intercom.
"Jesus, Canterbury!" Peg yelped.
"Can't you make a ding-dong noise or something? It really makes me jump when you just speak like that."
"I'm sorry, sir," apologized the faithful robotic butler. "I didn't mean to startle you."
"Don't worry about it," said Peg, putting his feet up on the dashboard and pretending not to be freaked out. "Who is it? Lord Black, I suppose, with another fiendish plot to bring about the end of the world."
"No, sir," replied Canterbury patiently.
"Good," huffed Peg. "I hate that twat."
"It's your editor, sir, Ben, from Century," replied the automaton gravely.
"Holy shit," muttered Peg darkly.
"Shall I bring the phone down, sir?" inquired Canterbury.
"Well, can't you just patch it through?" whined Peg like a teenager who didn't want to go to the shops for his mum because he was about to have another wank.
"No, sir," replied Canterbury. "It's on your iPhone, which was down the side of the sofa in the drawing room."
"I wonder where that was," said Peg, brightening slightly. "Bring it down."
"Very well, sir," returned Canterbury, seemingly unaffected by Peg's erratic mood shifts.
"Oh, and bring me a Coke Zero," said Peg, signing off. He scratched his chin and narrowed his eyes, knowing full well what Ben from Century wanted, and worrying slightly that his editor would think his telecommunication system was a bit rubbish. "Ding dong," said Canterbury over the intercom. "Fuck!" said Peg, clutching his heart dramatically. "I didn't mean say ding dong. I meant get a thing that makes a ding dong noise."
"It seems to me, sir," reasoned Canterbury, trying not to sound patronizing, "that any noise I employ to alert you to my presence will sound without warning and give you a fright."
"What do you want, Canterbury?" growled Peg.
"We've only got Diet Coke, sir, the ones reserved for guests," replied his faithful mechanized friend.
"Gah!" retched Peg. "Everyone knows Diet Coke marketing specifically targets women and effeminates, and I'm neither."
"There is regular Coke, sir," offered Canterbury. "The Ocado man delivered a six-pack by mistake."
"You allowed Fatty Coke into this house," Peg whispered, secretly pleased. Canterbury said nothing.
"I suppose it will have to do," huffed Peg quickly. "But check the order next time. Remember that whole Volvic Evian debacle."
Peg's response was met with an impassive acknowledgement from his chamberlain, and silence fell across the cave once more. Peg felt a tinge of guilt in his gut and fingered the intercom.
"Canterbury?"
"Nothing."
"Come on, Canterbury, I know you can hear me," insisted Peg. "It's not like you can hang up. The comlink's inside your head."
"Canterbury!"
An electronic bell sounded to Peg's right, making him jump.
The door to the elevator opened, revealing Canterbury holding an iPhone and a fatty Coke.
"Why didn't you answer me, Canterbury?" inquired Peg, barely concealing a smile. "I was in the elevator," replied the stuffy robot, who was absolutely nothing like C-3PO. "The signal's not very good."
Canterbury stood at roughly 6 foot tall. His torso was a barrel of sleek black metal,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?